This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello everyone, welcome again to The Happy Station. It's nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. Keith Parent here with you as your presenter. I don't know why I said it like that, I just felt like it. We have a lot to get to today. There's a lot of things that we couldn't do on the March 12th edition of the show, only because it was a special one. So today, it will give you a better idea of what the show is going to be like. So, welcome, 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 and for those tuning in for the first time, a special welcome to you. I found out that some people around the world tried to listen to the web stream as the show was being broadcast, but had a difficult time to, but apparently that has been fixed now, so welcome to all of you. Today is a bit of a special show, because later on in the program, we are going to be... I don't know if you've heard the expression before. You probably have. Going to the dogs. Well, we are going to be going to the dogs. And I literally mean that. And if you think that that has something really sounds strange to say, well, tune in and you'll see what I mean, or you'll hear what I mean, I should say. Also coming up today, some more recorded messages sent in since the last program from listeners all around the world, and I'll tell you how you can send that to us as well. But we have more music on this show than the last one, so I'm going to do a little less talking right now to open up today's show. So let's go right away to the Dutch Swing College Band with Rita Ray and Goody Goody. Rita Ray with the Dutch Swing College Band, a favorite on the Happy Station Show with Goody Goody. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, there's a few ways to do so. The first way is by email. Now, if you email me, I will not send you a QSL card for this show. I was only sending out QSL cards for email and snail mail for the first show, because that was the first show and it was a special occasion. But from now on, those who will receive the QSL card are only those who send snail mail. But first, let's go to email. If you email me for any reason at all, the email address is PCJ. P is in P, C is in cheer, J is in joy, happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Now, if you send an email, what I would suggest you do, because you probably have your own computer, unless you're using somebody else's, but even if you are, try anyway to record a message. Because on every Happy Station show, we will have a recorded section for people that want to partake in the program and send along a greeting to someone else, or it could be a memory of the Happy Station. And you have up to 2 minutes, and then send it as an MP3 file, and it will be used on the show. Now, of course, so many are coming in that I could only use a certain few for every program, because otherwise, you know, 55 minutes would just fly by. So if one is not used on this show, and maybe you sent it already, don't worry, because it'll be used on the next show, and so on and so on. So again, if you want to send an email to Happy Station and send a recorded message as well, that's your choice, but it would be lovely to get those. The email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. So without further ado, I don't know why I said that, we're going to now go to our first four, and we're going to be crisscrossing all over the place. We're first going to head off to California, then Washington State, and we're going to stay in the U.S. for a little bit, and then cross up northward to Montreal, Canada, and then do a whole almost 360 degree around, just traveling around the globe, circle, 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 till we end up in Hong Kong with somebody. Actually, I was surprised, they sent their message in Cantonese, and it was a message for Tom Meyer and for Happy Station, and I'll tell you why he sent it in Cantonese after we take a listen to all these wonderful people that took the time to record a message.
Hi, I'm Anna Jackson, and I'd like to wish all the Happy Station Show listeners around the world some PCJ, meaning peace, cheer, and joy, for the return of the longest-running shortwave program, The Happy Station Show.
Hello, my name is Adam Smith from Renton, Washington, United States. I want to congratulate the Happy Station coming back on the air. I'm a longtime shortwave listener, and I'll be listening to you on my Grundig Satellite 800. Congratulations again, and look forward to hearing the show.
I love to listen to Tom Meyer back in the late 60s and early 70s. I had a Radio Shack DX150A radio when I was a kid. I have a QSL card from the Happy Station showing the bluebirds of happiness in flight, flying an ever-widening circle from the station in Hilversum, Holland. I imagine it to be a very nice place, as Tom would sing out, come to Holland, on the air, and Tom would play recordings from the Dutch mechanical street organs, which he seemed to be very fond of himself. I remember thinking that he was a one-man preservation society. The transmitter for Radio Netherlands, as Tom pronounced it, was in the Dutch Antilles of Bonaire, which is just off the Venezuelan coast. So the signal came booming into Wisconsin, where I lived, and it would skip off the ionosphere just right, almost always, so it would be just like listening to an AM radio station in my bedroom, and I would listen transfixed for the announcement of my birthday, which was only made when my birthday fell on a Sunday by Tom. So that was very exciting as a kid growing up. Tom always sounded cheery and uplifted as he broadcasted his show, and as I was listening a third of the way around the globe, it was just an amazing thing to me. So it's great to hear that the Happy Station is back on the air again, or as I should say, the new Happy Station. Congratulations all. Thanks so much.
From Tom Meyer to Keith Perreault, yes, the Happy Station has a new host. And I'm Beta Wayne in Montreal, Canada, wishing you the very best, Keith.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. This is Felix Chang in Hong Kong. 在这里我就想祝 Tom Meyer 他退休之后总望过以前生活开开心心事事顺利， 亦都祝各位 Happy Station Show 的听众生活愉快。 在这里亦都祝73岁的 Tom Meyer 回归 Happy Station Show 的时候 精精神神， 充满活力。
Well, thank you very much, guys and girl, at the beginning, Anna Jackson, who, by the way, is a well-known jazz singer who's currently in California working on her new CD. Now, the last message there we heard was in Cantonese, and there is a reason for that. Felix Chang works at RTHK in Hong Kong. That's Radio Television Hong Kong. And he used to listen to the Happy Station show in the 1980s when his father used to listen to a lot of shortwave radio. But he said that every time that he sends that he speaks in English, people find his accent incredibly funny, and he was afraid that people might not understand. But he knows that I speak Cantonese, so he said if I can just translate the message. Well, to give a brief translation, it was saying, this is a greeting for Tom Meyer, and even though you're retired, you're never really retired, and it's nice to hear the Happy Station back, bringing a bit of PCJ for listeners all around the world, and it ends with 73 to everyone. So that's basically what he said. So Felix, I want to thank you very much for sending that along. And for all those right now in Hong Kong, here's something that, well, is rather funny. And I think you'll find it a pleasure to listen to, or make you laugh in any case. It's a group from Hong Kong from the 1960s called the Rayonettes. And they recorded a song called Kowloon Hong Kong. So this is going out to Felix Chung and to all our listeners in the Asia Pacific region, the Rayonettes and Kowloon Hong Kong. Rayonettes and Kowloon Hong Kong going out to Felix Chung and for all our listeners in Hong Kong and the Asia Pacific region. Well, when I was preparing to get this show back on the air, I contacted a lot of people that had retired around the same time as Tom. And there's one individual, I could call him an individual, I think, who took some convincing. Because I first asked, I said, look, do you want to come on the show now? I mean, you said you told me you were bored, you had nothing to do. And he said, no, I don't feel like it. I just want to stay in my, you know, where I am right now. And then I said, well, look, what can I do to sweeten the pot? And he said, well, nothing really. So then I thought, well, I'd like to get him back on the show, every show. So I thought, well, maybe if I throw in a few apples, you know, and a bag of oats, this would convince him to come back on the show. And guess what? It worked. Now, it's not obviously not a person if I'm giving them apples and oats. It could be none other than... I hear him coming. There he is. He's almost by the studio. Okay, there, out of retirement for mail call, our Pony Express is back. We actually have a few things to get to, and then I'll give out the snail mail address in a little bit, so this would be a perfect time for you to get a pen and paper handy while I'm explaining about the first letter that came in, which is a very unusual letter. Now, the first new Happy Station aired on March 12th. About a week before, I received a letter. It was addressed to Tom Meyer, care of Happy Station. I thought, well, you know, maybe somebody wanted to write beforehand to get their greeting on the first new show. Well, I opened it up, and it seemed relatively normal. It was from a listener in Bangkok, in Thailand. I don't know if it's a he or a she, because I can't really tell by the name, and you didn't state in the letter. Well, it goes on to say, first at the beginning, I am a big Happy Station fan, and I loved your new show. Huh? You love the new show? Wait a second. He sent this letter, it's dated March 4th. The first show hadn't even been recorded yet. So I thought, okay, maybe he put the wrong date on the letter. So he sent a reception report for a show that had not been recorded, it had not aired yet. And then he said, I listened in Thailand on 9955 kilohertz. Then I thought, this is a bit strange because the signal definitely cannot reach your part of the world, so you must have a really strong radio. Then it goes on to say, this is a normal bit. He said, well, you know, I listened to Eddie Starts and to Tom Meyer for many years. That's not so unusual, but then it gets unusual again. He describes themselves as saying, I'm 30 years old. Wait a second, that's younger than I am. And you listen to Eddie Starts. So it was very strange. And the letter continues. And then at the bottom, it says, can you please send me 20 t-shirts, 20 Happy Station pens, 20 Happy Station stickers, some shortwave radios, etc., etc., etc. So this reminded me, I mentioned this to Jeff White at WRMI, and there was a number of years ago, an announcer on Radio Finland said, we are a radio station, not a supermarket. And I thought it would be appropriate to say at this moment. So this is rather unusual, and I think that this person must have a time machine, first to hear a show that had not been recorded yet, or had let alone aired yet, and second of all, to be able to listen to Eddie Starts for many years, and you're only 30 years old. So that was the first letter that we actually got by snail mail. But we're going to go now to some more normal ones. This one comes to us from, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Paul Brulette in Illinois, USA, who heard us on March the 12th between 1 and 1:55 UTC on 9955 kilohertz using a Drake R8 communications receiver with details on the signal and the program. So just to let you know, your QSL card has been sent out. And one that I was very surprised to get, which came from, I mean, just getting it right now, came in from Scotland, from Colin Watson, who said that normally he cannot listen to WRMI on 9955 kilohertz, except every now and again. And just by chance, this was the night that he was able to tune in. And he lives in Dunbartonshire. So, Colin, your QSL is also in the post. And we have a greeting here from Craig Christ, who said, listen to the Happy Station Revival. Very enjoyable. Thank you very much. Another nice one. This one is from Brian Kendall. Unfortunately, Brian, you didn't stress where you live. But he said that he first began listening to Eddie Starts during the late 1940s when his parents owned a shortwave radio. So he said he's going to be tuning in now. And then we now go to Gregory Russell in Oakland, California, who tuned in on shortwave. And he said something that was really funny. He said, well, you have two traits in common with Tom Meyer. One is your amazing gift of gab. You just talk and everything comes out smooth and polished. I wish I thought so. You must have a different set of ears than what I have, because I don't hear it that way. So thank you very much for that. And then another one that came in sort of on the same lines, he said, well, you know, I listened to the first show, but you didn't talk much about yourself. Well, look, this one is from a listener in Uruguay, Jorge Luis Quintana. Well, the only thing I can say is, look, we only have 55 minutes. If I was to talk about myself, this would be an entire show. So I'll do little bits and pieces every now and again. And finally, an email that came in from Jerry Berg in Lexington, Massachusetts, who said, it was a great reminder of the original Happy Station when I tuned in to the new show. I started to listen back in 1958 when I started DXing, and I even had a chance to meet Eddie Starts on two occasions when Eddie came to the United States to convention of the Association of North American Radio Clubs in Boston in 1972. And when Eddie walked on stage, we played his recording of A Nice Cup of Tea. And just to let you know, Jerry Berg is writing a book about the history of shortwave radio. It's going to be his fourth book, he says, also his final book. And he is a district attorney, retired. And he's also part of a committee to preserve QSL cards. And I checked out his website, which is quite amazing. And I'll post the website on the Facebook fan page for all of you to take a look. Okay, well, that's it. That's all. Now, if you want to have a QSL card sent to you, and by the way, the QSL cards that I sent out, the batch already, I have to apologize for them being handwritten. And that's only because my printer went kaplooey on me, for the reason that I bought the printer in a place that uses 110 volts in a different country, and then here in Taiwan it's 240, and I hadn't used it for many years, so it was still in the box after I moved here. So I unpacked it, plugged it in, there was a sizzling noise, a crackling noise, and then smoke coming out from the back, and then it died. Then I went, oh, what am I going to do? So I took all the letters that came in and reception reports and went to my favorite coffee shop and spent an evening writing them all by hand. So that would explain why then when you get it, it's written by hand. So the address to send your reception reports to and snail mail. And by the way, if you send in a snail mail, you will be entered into a lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios that I'm going to be giving away in the month of June, courtesy of Sanjen. But you have to send a snail mail, okay? The address is The Happy Station, attention, Keith Perron, that's K-E-I-T-H-P-E-R-R-O-N, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Sanmin Road. I'll spell that for you. That's S-A-N-M-I-N Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei. We all know how to spell Taipei. Taiwan, R-O-C, 22070. I'll repeat that one more time. The Happy Station, attention, Keith Perron, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, that's S-A-N, M like mother, I-N Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, and the postal code is 22070. Now, if you didn't have time to write that down, you can also send me an email and I can forward you this address again. And the email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Again, that's pcj, peace, cheer, and joy, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And for those who send in a snail mail for the show now, not from the first one, but for the show now, will receive the special QSL card for listeners in North America, handwritten for the time being by myself since my printer is kaput. And at the same time, there is on the QSL card a Happy Station stamp. That's right, my own our own stamp for the Happy Station. I went to the post office and I said I want some special stamps printed out. And they did it, and that's what I'm sending out. So that's it for the correspondence. So now let's have a little bit more music, because I've been talking for almost 12 minutes right now. We're going to take a listen to Tom Meyer himself singing in Spanish. Ahora en canción para todos nuestros amigos de América Latina es Tom Meyer con la canción, una canción muy popular que tú conoces, que se llama Rosa Rosa. Ahora Tom Meyer con la orquesta Sky Masters con Rosa Rosa, aquí con la estación de la alegría.
Rosa, rosa, tan maravillosa como blanca diosa, como flor hermosa, como me condena a la dulce pena de sufrir. Rosa, rosa, dame de tu boca esa furia loca que mi amor provoca, que me causa llanto por quererte tanto solo a ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera. Si algo ha de morir, moriré yo por ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera. Si algo ha de morir, moriré yo por ti. Rosa, dame todos tus sueños, dueño de tu amor quiero ser. Dame de tu ayer las heridas, vida, júntame hasta tener. Ay, ay, rosa, rosa, eres orgullosa y sin contemplarme tu fe se destroza. Mientras tanto yo agonizo por ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera. Si algo ha de morir, moriré yo por ti. Rosa, dame todos tus sueños, dueño de tu amor quiero ser. Dame de tu ayer las heridas, vida, júntame hasta tener. Ay, rosa, rosa, eres orgullosa y sin contemplarme tu fe se destroza. Mientras tanto yo agonizo por ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera. Si algo ha de morir, moriré yo por ti. Moriré yo por ti. Moriré yo por ti. Rosa.
Rosa Rosa con Tom Meyer y la orquesta Sky Masters aquí con la Estación de la Alegría. And that was one of a number of sessions that Tom recorded with the Sky Masters way back in the 1980s. So every week you'll be able to hear one of Tom's classic recordings on the show. Now, a few weeks ago, just before I recorded the first show, somebody who had listened to the show sent me an email telling me about a funny story. Now, at the beginning of the show, you may have heard I mentioned that we were going to be going to the dog. There is a reason for that, because in their email, they mentioned a dog, and they also sent me a video link of a dog that walks upright on its two legs. And the reason being because the dog has no front legs. And when I looked at the video, I thought to myself, no, there has to be some type of video graphic trick going on, because that seems rather impossible. And I did a bit more research and found out, yes, this dog really does walk on its back legs because it has no front legs. So I thought it would be fun to contact the owner. Her name is Jude Springfellow. She lives all the way in the United States. And I called her up and we did an interview about this dog, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And she told me that they're also making a movie about this dog. About the dog's story. So let's now go to that interview recorded just a little while ago with Jude Springfellow, owner of Faith, the two-legged dog. You must have heard this many times before from people saying that, okay, this cannot be real. You have to be using like some type of special effects or something.
I get that, Keith, a lot, not only from the radio and also from television, but when I'm actually in person with people, they think I've taped her legs down or something. They're like, is that real? Is that real? And they come around and look and they're like, oh my gosh, that's real.
Has anyone ever said to you before, maybe you're getting help from magician David Copperfield?
No, I had Chris Angel once. Someone asked if I was working with Chris Angel. I think David's kind of over the top. David would just make her disappear completely.
So tell me the amazing story about how did you get Faith anyway?
Actually, Keith, it's kind of funny because, you know, do you have kids? I don't know if you have kids or not, but I have children. And one of them was 17 years old. He was a boy, played football, you know, American football. And he was just kind of a rambunctious kid, right? And he has a friend whose mother's dog had given puppies, and that mother had told her son, our dog gave puppies, but some of them are dead. Please go bury them. So this boy asks my son, hey, come over and help me find the puppies and bury the puppies. And, of course, I knew my son, and I said, do not bring any of those live puppies home. And he said, Mom, they're only 2 weeks old. I wouldn't do that. Well, yes, he did. He brought one home. And his excuse was, but Mom, she doesn't have any legs. Can't we help her? And I was like, oh, my gosh, not only did he bring me a dog, he brought me a legless dog. You know? And I was just a little bit taken back. I was like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Because we knew the mother wasn't going to take her back. And the only other option would have been to put her down, but that's not inside my heart to do. When they have life inside them, when they're able to survive. And so we worked with her. We just we took her to the vet when we needed to, and we just worked with her as hard as we could, and that's how we got her.
You know, myself personally, I mean, I've seen dogs with like three legs, sometimes no tail, ears missing. But I have to admit, this is the first time that I've heard of a dog that only has two legs. And when you think about it, of course, I mean, a dog's anatomy, they're not built to walk on two legs. It's very unusual.
No, it's not. It's not. They're not built that way. And when you say that you'd never seen it before, my veterinarian, who I had gone to third grade with, she had never seen it before, and here she was a professional, and so we kept looking for people who maybe had seen something like it, and nobody had. There had been a couple of dogs who had lost their back legs we'd seen, and that sort of thing, or even both on one side, but we'd never seen a bipedal dog. We were not setting out, Keith, we were not setting out to be the owners of the only bipedal dog in the world, but that's how it turned out. And I hope now, because she was allowed to live, and she was trained, and we can see that the muscles and the joints do coordinate and adapt. We're hoping that other people who have dogs without front limbs will actually give their dogs at least a chance.
Something actually that I find amazing, though, is over the last few years, a lot of people have been doing studying the brain of different animals and also dogs. And I think that as a society itself, we humans think that dogs have a brain the size of a pea. But some scientists have come up with information saying that a dog actually has brain cells that it's not using, and that a dog can adapt faster to its surroundings, much more faster than humans.
I think people are funny because we will use animals to our advantage when we think we need to, such as war dogs to go out and bring back cadavers or to bring back soldiers out of the pits back in the World War II and even World War I. We've been using animals, especially dogs, to help us be servicing, looking for drugs or whatever for years. But yet if we expect more of them for whatever reason, we just think they're not capable. That's complete, you know, bunk, because dogs are actually capable of, in my belief, adapting before we will. They don't have the, you know, the story of the secret or the big movement, the secret. We have to actually get involved in something like that and force ourselves to think positively. I think these dogs just think positively in the first place.
So here's something that people must ask you all the time. How did you get her to walk on her hind legs?
When she was born, she was just flopping around on the ground like any other puppy or any other small animal. And if you notice the dog's legs, they stand on the top of the ball of their feet, but they had that long leg like a rabbit or like a squirrel does, that long part. And we thought, okay, if we could just get her to, you know, sit back on her haunches, if we can get her to sit up you know, and balance herself, at least she can poo-poo and not get all over herself. Our main thing was we don't want her wallowing in her own waste. And so we trained her to sit up several times over and over and use peanut butter on the end of a spoon if she would succeed. And soon she started realizing, hey, if I sit like this, I get peanut butter. And so it was just a thing that she wanted the peanut butter, so she did it. And then we started rewarding her if she would go further, if she would hop, or if she would follow us and hop. And we really did not teach her to run. We taught her to hop.
You know, just yesterday we were talking about this here in the office, and as you know, Taiwan is a Buddhist country, and a girl actually who works as one of our production assistants said that Faith must have been a human in the previous life.
You know, and others have said it to me, and if I were, and I'm a Christian, but I am not the least bit opposed to listening to everyone's viewpoints. I love listening to their viewpoints, in fact. And if that were true, I would have to agree, and I would say that she would be probably a smaller Asian woman of wisdom. That would be, I mean, I'd even go further and say a smaller Asian woman of wisdom, maybe even like a great-grandmother who had lots and lots and lots of kids around her because she just loves kids. And, yeah, and because she is half Chow, she has a Chinese connection. So I think maybe, you know, if that were true, if the teachings of Buddha are in fact real, then yes.
Now, I know that you've been traveling across the United States, and you're also going to be heading to Europe. What is it like traveling with her? I mean, traveling with animals is not easy in any case, but especially a dog that has two legs, this must be a real challenge.
It is easy with Faith because she's a first-class passenger. We fly first class. She gets her own seat. And so we don't, yes, it's a little more easy, but it didn't start out that way. She did have to start in the cargo, in the crate, and then American Airlines, and they admit this, American Airlines lost her twice within 8 months, once not putting her on the plane and once putting her on a plane that she went someplace else that I didn't go. And we did complain about it, and we sat down with her management team, and we decided that, you know, Faith does have celebrity status. She should not be flying in the cargo. In fact, we haven't talked about this either, but she is a United States Army sergeant. She's commissioned. So I was having a hard time putting one of our troops in the cargo anyway. And so they decided that she should ride up front. And we sometimes ride economy if we're using her frequent flyer miles to get her someplace, but for the most part, she flies first class.
Maybe she should be doing commercials for the airline industry.
I think so. And if you have anybody out there in that audience saying, hey, we could be doing commercials, she can bark in Chinese. She can. I've heard it. I've heard it. And she can bark in English. She can bark in Spanish.
At the end of the day, do you ever just like sit down and wonder why all this has happened?
I do that. I do that. I have a 30 to 40 minute meditation time. It's the Buddha in me. So I have a little Buddha in me too. I sit down and I do pray and I do meditate and I do ask. Again, I'm a Christian, so I ask my God. I ask him to reveal to me the proper way because I do not want to be selfish and I do not want to be monetarily driven by any means. So what I want to do is I want the right message to come forth. I want the right people to come to me to make it, you know, as easy as possible for us to go on with what we're doing. But I do believe that Faith needs to be in movies. And when I say movies, a movie about her life, a movie about this situation so that it can go into prosperity after she's gone, because in the reality she will be gone in, you know, 10 years or so, and I want the children who are growing, who are just being born now, to understand the same message that the kids today get to learn about sharing, about giving and empathy and empowerment. So I pray that she will be able to be in a movie about her own life and that it's very powerful. I pray that she will be able to reach hundreds of millions of people that were either depressed or physically injured, who see her and say to themselves, if God can do this for someone like a dog, then he or she can do this for me if I just have the right faith or strength in myself and in my God.
But you know that if you were in Hollywood right now, the producers or director or the writers would probably say that Faith isn't right for the part.
Let's go ahead and grab a lot of opso and chop off those legs. No, I think, honestly, they need to probably go ahead and cast her in the role.
Maybe they would suggest Angelina Jolie, right, to play Faith.
Well, Well, you couldn't find a more beautiful woman. I think actually Faith acts a bit more like Jessica Simpson, though. I do. I have a lot of Hollywood friends, a lot of Hollywood connections, and we were in Los Angeles maybe 2 months ago, and we were at a Starbucks right outside the studio of CBS, and several of them were coming and going. It was during the writer's strike, and several of them were coming and going because they weren't working. And they kept saying, just as soon as we get back to work, we want to put her in a movie. I'm like, please do, and it would be great. It would be wonderful.
Thank you very much, Jude, for taking some time out to talk to us today. If you want more information about Faith the Dog, there is a website. It's www.faiththedog.org.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals, learn all their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python, and I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people asked me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of carceros, can't you? If I conferred with our furry friends, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to if I consulted with quadrupeds, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutans, the advantages why any fool on earth could plainly see. Discussing Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle, and my Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say why not a mus, and I would. If I could parley with pachyderms, it's a fairy tale worthy of Hans Andersen and Grimm. A man who walks with the animals and talks with the animals, grunts and squeaks and squawks with the animals, and they could talk to him. Let me hear him talk. Study every creature's language so I could speak to all of them on sight. If friends said, can he talk in crab or maybe pelican? You'd say like hell he can, and you'd be right. And if you just stop and think of it, ain't no doubt of it, I'm gonna win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, squawk with the animals, and they could squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Talk to the Animals, Bobby Darin here on the Happy Station, and that's going out to Jude Springfellow and her dog Faith. And a special thank you goes out to Thelma for sending in that story idea. So Thelma, you'll be getting a special Happy Station gift. So I've already sent it off to you, so let me know when you receive it. So if you want to send in a story idea or somebody that we can call up on the show, and if it's used, you will get a special Happy Station gift. And the email is PCJ, that's P like peace, C like cheer, J like joy, the old Philips radio call sign, PCJ, PCJ.happystation@gmail.com. Again, PCJ. happystation@gmail.com. And if you want to send in your reception report and enter the lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios from Sanjin Radio, the postal address is The Happy Station Show, attention Keith Perron, that's K-E-I-T-H, Perron, P-E-R-R-O-N, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Sanmin Road, that's S-A-N-M-I-N Road, R-O-A-D, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, 22070. Once again, Happy Station Show. Attention, Keith Perron, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And we actually have just enough time to squeeze in one more piece of music before we end off. You know, if people who remember Eddie Starts would know that he was a big fan of marches. So we're going to play a little bit of marching music, but it is a march with a difference, and I'm not going to tell you any more about it except that. It's a march composed by John Philip Sousa called King Cotton, and it's performed by Roland Shaw and his orchestra. Shaw and his orchestra with the King Cotton March by John Philip Sousa. It was only a bit of a march. The rest of it was pure swing. Absolutely wonderful arrangement. And with that, of course, we've come to the end of this edition of the Happy Station Show. I just want to tell you right now that the edition, which is coming up at 15 hours UTC on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band, will be a different one. That's right. This is Happy Station 1. The one in 1500 hours will be Happy Station 2. So tune into that to see what we have coming up on that program. So once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. So until next time, friends, so long, auf Wiedersehen, au revoir, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.